Sitting down at the, how are you, mate? It is
Mike, nice to meet you.
Actor, comedian Michael Blackson is sitting down with us here at Radio Row. You don't have to wear the headphones if you don't want to, my friend, but how are you?
I'm good, man. Hey, I'm glad to be here. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Unless somebody get knocked out, then we're all going to know about it when I saw guys. I'm excited.
Tell me how you and Manny Pacquiao got together, because I just watched a video of you doing
translation
for Manny, which was awesome.
You know, I met Manny through my good friend Jim Gray, who does all the announcing and boxing. And Jim came to my show in New York when I was on tour with Martin Lawrence at the Barclays Center. And since then, he fell on my act and we became best friends. You know, so he said, hey, you know, Pacquiao is fighting Broner. Come and be part of this. So I went and I, you know, met with Pacquiao. Such a nice guy. We clicked right away. Like, we became like best friends. You know, the chemistry was right there. I feel like I was doing a movie. I was doing like Rush Hour 5. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was, and he's such a nice and such a humble guy. And he's a natural. He's just a good spirited man. You know,
yeah.
I spent some time with him. You know, I was trying to like get to know him a little bit. And he's just too nice. I said, listen, Pacquiao, you're a fighter. You got to put fear in your opponent's heart.
Yeah.
You know, but don't get it wrong. He's nice in interviews, but in the ring, he's a beast. Put that glove on. He's a whole different Pacquiao, you know.
Different story.
But I told him, I said, listen, man, I really have to translate what you really mean. I know you don't mean to say this. Let me go into your heart, and I will be your heart.
Very cool. All right. So when you're in Vegas, right?
Right.
We see stars. I live here. We see stars a lot. Do you hear people from Friday, from next Friday, or people yelling out to
every
you?
Every day. I can't get jiggy with this. That movie it became 19 years old early last week.
Wow.
And people still repeat that to me. That's why I'm glad we finally going to keep them to keep it on a hush. But we think about they're ready to do the last Friday. So
really?
Look out for that very soon.
Wow.
So we get these people. The fans love this movie so much. But everywhere I go, man, it's like
full cast, same cast.
We don't know yet. I don't know that. I can't speak on.
Okay,
you know, but you'll definitely see me in it when it happens.
Very, very.
You know,
cool.
But you know, Pacquiao's a nice guy.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just looking forward to seeing this fight. You know,
how has comedy changed for over the last? I see Bill Maher talking about this a lot. That that comedy 25 years ago was much different, is different than it is now. As a comedian, we're working now.
Yeah.
Are there topics you can't touch on anymore? How different is it for you?
You know what? The great ones, you think about like Richard Pryor, you know, you think about Eddie Murphy, you know, those were my idols. Those are guys I looked up to, and they never backed down for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I go on stage and my act didn't change regardless of what's going on. My act's not going to change for anybody. And I think as comedians, we should not be limited.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we are comedians. We should lie. And we're in America where your freedom of speech, you can talk about whatever you want.
Yeah.
You know, if certain networks won't appreciate what you've done, and, you know, but we're in a whole era where there are other networks that would be okay with you, you know. So,
yeah.
I mean, you could talk about whatever you want to talk, but just be aware that, you know, you might not work on certain places. You might not be invited to do certain things, but that doesn't mean you're going to stop working.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever see the line and feel like, you know what, if I stop, they win, so I would go there,
oh, yeah.
and I'm going over the line, whether I know what's coming,
right.
But I'm going there anyway.
Yeah, because, you know, that's that ego that comedians have, man. We don't want to be told what to do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but don't get it wrong. Things have changed from 25 years ago, you know, and it all depends on who you're performing for.
Right.
You know, you get to a point where I'm a national headliner.
Mm-hmm.
I book my, I pretty much hand them, you know, I pick and choose where I want to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I have fans regardless.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, once you build a fan base, you know, you could have a say so. But if you are building that fan base and you don't have a fan base yet and people don't know who you are yet, you know, I guess you have to, like, kind of watch what you're doing. But once you made it, you could pretty much – and that's why that whole thing with Kevin Hart, he didn't really care anymore, you know, because he's a superstar.
Right.
You know, and the thing about it, I felt like he apologized without directly apologizing. So, you know, I'm like – I personally told him, I said, listen, you don't have to do it the way they want you to do it.
Okay.
Do it your way. You know, if you felt like you apologized without indirectly,
yeah,
it's still an apology. And then people can't hold you reliable for stuff you done 10 years ago.
Right. Right.
You made a lot of mistakes. I'm sure you made a lot of mistakes 10 years ago.
Yes, I
can tell from your hair you made a lot of mistakes.
Michael Blackson joining us here on Pushing the Odds. The history with Kevin Hart.
Right.
You guys go back a long way.
Go back a long way. You know, we beefed about a year or so ago, and then we kind of made up after we ran into each other at a Sixers game, and we talked out our difference, you know.
Yeah.
And it was just – but at the end of the day, you know, comedy, comedians, we're like all one big brotherhood.
Yeah.
I mean, we
you
see.
You guys have a special, it's a different level with you guys, right? Your history goes a little bit further.
Way, a little further back. We grew up, I grew up in Philly, came from West Africa. Philly's where I was raised.
Yeah.
You know, and when I was doing comedy, I think 3-4 years after me came Kevin Hart. So, you know, he looked up to us. You know, we gave him advice.
Yeah.
You know, and then Kev, of course, you know, went past everybody.
Yeah.
And we like, damn, our little brother made it. Was happy for him.
Yeah.
You know, we always was happy for this kid and wanted him to win. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you know, he went to a whole different next level of in his career.
Yeah.
You know, and any little controversy would hurt his career.
Right.
Compared to me, where I'm just a loose cannon that doesn't say what he wants to do.
Yeah.
That nothing bothers. You can say anything. Nothing bothers to me. I've been in it. Tap laws for a whole lot of things, from cheating to my penis being online. I've been through it all. But I didn't care because I don't consider myself mainstream.
Okay.
He's mainstream.
Yeah.
So everything kind of matters to him. And that's how he felt like, damn, Mike, I'm your brother.
Yeah.
I'm mainstream. You have a lot of fans. Anything you say, people gonna talk about it and it's gonna mess me up. So you didn't have to keep going far. That's how he felt.
Well, you guys, after that beef, will you guys ever be the same? Or is it totally done, or is it different?
No, we cool now.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. We just texting each other the other day.
Very cool.
You know, he did his little thing where, you know, when he was done with his tour at the end of the year, he bought all his guys a bunch of old school cars. I don't know if you saw that online.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he bought them a bunch. He spent like $1 million and bought about 8 to 10 old school cars for his team. His opening acts, his road manager, his trainer.
Cool.
Because he made like $50-something million last year. So I did a video with my crew. I said, listen, I didn't make $50-something million, but I did make $50-something thousand.
Yeah.
I bought them all a bunch of toy cars, all my crew. You got the Tonka, you got the Mattel, and the Gerber.
Very cool.
But we could. Me and Kev are cool.
Very cool. Michael Blackson joining us. We're out of time, but give me a prediction. What happens on Saturday?
Oh, my God. You know what? It's hard to say, man, because, you know, Broner is a personal friend of mine.
Oh.
Pacquiao, I got to know and fell in love with this guy, with his heart and what a nice guy he is. I just want a good fight. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit here. You know, I'm a guy that like upsets.
Ooh.
I'm like any sports, whether it's football, whether it's World Series, I like the underdog.
Yeah.
We know Pacquiao is big time underdog. He's also a younger guy, so younger, he's hungrier, he has a lot more to fight for.
True.
You know, Manny could be president of Filipino next week, regardless of what happened.
Right.
You know,
true.
So I just want to see a good fight.
Very nice. Michael Blackson, thank you so much. Thank you for coming on. I really appreciate that. Michael Blackson joining us. We're way over, but much more to come. Pushing the Odds, Expedition Radio.